at 7.
Breaking news in Oakland, where a CHP pursuit ended with a collision that sent an AC transit bus careening into a house. We're live on the scene.
And more breaking news in the Santa Cruz Mountains, where a new fire is prompting evacuation warnings at this hour.
But the latest in the conditions around that fire, and I'm tracking multiple rain chances on the way next week in the forecast.
Meanwhile, a warning is out to about 1 million people in the South Bay tonight. Exceed your monthly water budget and pay the price.
And a masking rollback tonight in two Bay Area counties. But unless you're going to the gym, your evening out won't seem much different. Good evening. I'm Ken Bastida.
And I'm Elizabeth Cook. We begin with some stunning new images from that fire burning near Watsonville along the southern edge of the Santa Cruz Mountains. Chopper 5 spotted a fire whirl in the middle of the 40-acre wildfire. Just an eerie scene right there. Fire crews using the last minutes of daylight to drop water and retardant on those flames. Now, this is all burning off Hazel Dell Road, not far from Mount Madonna County Park. That fire is prompting evacuation warnings for the Pajaro area of Watsonville right now.
This fire is being called the Estrada Fire. It is creating a lot of smoke and flames. As the sun is setting, the flames are feeding on dry brush and timber, and that's created a massive cloud of smoke. Viewers are reporting seeing 4 miles around. Now, the Red Cross is setting up an evacuation center at the Corralitos Community Center. That's along Browns Valley Road in Corralitos. And we have a crew headed to the scene right now. We invite you to stay with KPIX 5, KPIX.com, and CBSN Bay Area for updates.
Chief Meteorologist Paul Hagan is tracking the conditions in that area and a chance of some weekend rain, which would be amazing.
That'd be great. Unfortunately, it doesn't look like the weekend rain is going to fall in that part of the Bay Area, but we'll take whatever we can get. This is another view of the Estrada Fire. This is from Morgan Hill. I had Ethan Roberts reply to me on Twitter with this picture looking towards that fire, and you can see the sizable plume of smoke. This is within the last half hour, so this fire is still actively burning. Let's check on the conditions around the fire, which are going to improve as we head through the evening. Now, the problem is the sun is down, so visual flight rules have come to an end, and that puts a cap on the air attack of this fire. But engines are around it, even dozers. Temperature 75 degrees. The humidity is still low at 16%. But as the sun has gone down, the winds have already died down dramatically. They're now only 5 miles an hour, gusting to 10 miles an hour. The temperatures are going to drop as well, and that's when the humidity goes up. So the weather conditions are going to at least not hinder the fire crews, but they have their hands full trying to contain this fire as it spreads into that very dry vegetation. We'll talk more about the rain chances coming up in the full forecast.
Paul, thank you. Now to our other breaking news we're following in Oakland, where a CHP pursuit ended in a bus crash. KPIX 5's Andrea Nakano just arrived on the scene at 10th and Market. Andrea?
Liz, the bus went into this home right behind me on the corner of 10th and Market here. Luckily, the homeowner wasn't hurt, but he is inside his home. A neighbor who has been talking to him tells me he was upstairs at the time of the crash, and he is still inside. He is a disabled man in a wheelchair, and the lift that enables him to come down was damaged, and he is stuck upstairs. AC Transit telling me tonight the crash happened after a car ran a red light and struck a car. The car, we are told, is a stolen car and part of a pursuit. The accident happened just after 2 this afternoon. The good news here is there are no reports of any serious injuries to the bus driver or the passengers on board. There were a total of 4 people on the bus, and according to AC Transit, only the bus driver and 2 passengers complained of minor injuries. Chopper 5 was on scene just after the crash happened. CHP says the silver Toyota involved in the crash was a stolen car out of Contra Costa County. There was an off and on pursuit as the car made its way to Oakland, and CHP tells us a helicopter was keeping an eye on the car from above as it took the exit off 984. People in the car have been detained. Now back live here on the scene, there are reports that the 4 people inside that silver car were injured. They have been detained. One has been arrested, and police officers are saying that a weapon has been recovered. Ken and Liz, back to you.
What a crazy scene there. All right, Andrea, thank you.
You know, the big story that we are following at 7, San Francisco and Marin are rolling back their indoor mask mandates. But
KPIX 5's Andre Borba tells us if you're going out to dinner or a bar tonight, you really won't notice any difference. Andrea? Well, Ken and Liz, that's right. This is a very small rollback of mask mandates in very specific controlled environments in San Francisco and Marin counties, and that doesn't involve your dinner or drinks just yet. You won't need your mask in all circumstances anymore in San Francisco and Marin counties. Under this new mandate, groups of fully vaccinated people are able to take off their masks indoors in stable settings. That includes offices, gyms, employee commuter vehicles, college classes, religious gatherings of under 100 people. At Soma FinTech company Fast, employees were already taking advantage, gathering around a common table and not Zoom for a meeting.
It's nice being able to come into the office and see a colleague smile again and just being able to read emotions differently that way.
At EHS Pilates in the Mission, owner Tracy Sylvester couldn't stop smiling.
It's the very first time in my studio without a mask since the last mandate. We had this brief window of 2 weeks at June 15th when the city was reopening and then got pulled back.
Dr. Peter Chin Hong of UCSF says this reopening is more measured than the statewide June 15th reopening.
Came back to bite us. Every other time, if you look at the pandemic, California has always been very, very slow, even the Bay and certainly the Bay Area. I think we've definitely learned from that lesson and hence the sort of phased or stage approach.
He says it's about risk reduction.
So you try to do the best you can. And, you know, the goal isn't, you know, not thinking of ever getting infected. There's always a chance of getting infected, just like there's always a chance of proverbially getting hit by a bus when you cross the street, but the chance is going to be much lower.
Now, there is no timeline yet for rolling back mask mandates in places like restaurants and bars, though that could be dependent on exactly the rate of transmission per county. Marin County's transmission rate right now, pretty low. San Francisco's a bit higher than that. Reporting live, Andrea Borba, KPIX 5.
Andrea, thank you. We posted more details on the masking rules and when other Bay Area counties may relax their restrictions on our website, KPIX.com.
Some new details on a road rage murder that killed a 15-year-old girl in Oakland. KPIX 5's Dahl Lynn has some new video from that night that police want you to see.
The victim's family says someone knows something and they want people to speak up.
Oakland police say this is the suspect car, an early 2000 silver two-door Honda Accord. Investigators say someone from the car shot and killed Shamara Young while she was riding in her uncle's car in East Oakland last Wednesday night.
I don't think that's the actual car.
The uncle, Joshua Hatchard, says it looks like it, but he remembers the suspect car was a silver four-door Acura that had a broken passenger taillight. But Oakland police tell me after reviewing surveillance videos, they're confident this is the car. Despite the disagreement, the family and the police agree on one thing. They want to catch the shooter.
He sped up around me, slowed down, sped up as I tried to get back in front of him.
Joshua and investigators say the motive was road rage.
Wishing that what I could have did better.
Do you mean by that?
Just could have pulled over, you know, just let that car go, you know, just go a different route.
Shamara's mom, Shalinda Hatchard, wants the shooter in jail before he hurts another family.
I feel upset and it rages me because people really do go out there just to cause pain. And that's stupid because you shot a 15-year-old girl. Somebody so innocent, and what is that proven? Except for that you're a lowlife.
The family says while they're angry, there's room for forgiveness.
Of course, I want justice. I want justice. I want them to for sure serve justice. But where's anger going to do? Anger's going to just get me driving down the street mad.
Trauma can affect people's memories, but the uncle is convinced he is right. The family is asking folks to look out for both vehicles, the two-door Honda Accord and the four-door Acura. In Oakland, I'm Dahl Lynn, KPIX 5.
A person of interest has been detained in a suspicious fire at a San Jose school. The early morning blaze at Alpha Cornerstone Academy was under control within an hour, but it damaged the interior and exterior of the school on Gocresia Avenue. That was one of three unrelated fires that kept San Jose crews busy overnight. The other two damaged a total of half a dozen homes, two on Park Johnson Place and four on East Side Drive. Investigators are looking into cause of those fires.
Also tonight, the San Jose Water Company is warning customers in the half dozen cities that it serves, go over your budget and pay the price. It has filed a request with state regulators to start charging surcharges to customers who use too much water. The city asked customers to cut back 4 months ago, but after that didn't work, it's now hoping that fines will.
I think people should be aware that there's great reason for concern. I mean, I think it's very hard to get people to, you know, completely change their behavior, but I think we made progress. So we wish it had been more, but, you know, we encourage people to continue their conservation.
And San Jose Water wants customers to cut back by 15% from their totals in 2019. Any customer who exceeds that usage target would be hit with a $7.13 surcharge per unit.
Taking a look at your top headlines a day after recommending Moderna boosters for older and high-risk Americans, an FDA advisory panel said Johnson & Johnson recipients 18 years and older should get that second shot. A final decision from the FDA on both is expected within days. The news comes as the Biden administration announced that fully vaccinated international travelers can cross into the U.S. beginning November 8th. That's good news for SFO and Bay Area businesses who see some of the highest rates of international travel and tourism in the country.
In 2019, just to give you an example, 63% of all tourism spending in San Francisco was by international visitors, and that has been shut down since the beginning of the pandemic.
And Highway 101 is back open through Santa Barbara as crews battle back the nearby Alisal fire. The flames are still threatening remote properties. It came within a quarter mile of the famed Reagan Ranch. And Ken, the 17,000-acre fire is just over 40% contained tonight.
All right, thank you, Elizabeth. The drone video carrying some first-of-its-kind cargo, a life-saving pair of lungs, the drone that was transported between two hospitals in Toronto in a specially designed container in an historic flight that could save many more patients in the future.
One of the challenges now is getting transport, and getting transport in a timely fashion and a reliable fashion.
I was running out of time. Now I'm feeling amazing. I can breathe. I have a new lease on life.
Yeah, these drones are also being put to life-saving use in the Canary Islands, dropping food and water to dogs stranded by that active volcanic eruption. The lava is not headed their way, but it has cut off access to the mountainous area where they are. The plan is to continue the drone drops until the eruption stops and they can be rescued.
U.S. film and television production could grind to a halt on Monday as the union representing 60,000 behind-the-scenes crew members prepare to strike. They are demanding better pay and quality of life, like a guarantee of 10 hours between shifts. Thousands of John Deere and Kellogg's workers are also on the picket lines.
And former Labor Secretary Robert Reich says it's really no surprise as the country rebounds from the worst of COVID-19.
You have this huge surge in pent-up demand. At the same time, you've got a shortage of workers. And a lot of workers know that this is the time, if there's ever a time, to flex their muscles.
Earlier this week, some 24,000 Kaiser Permanente workers also authorized a strike, but their union is still negotiating with the Oakland-based healthcare company.
And an abrupt U-turn in the plan to charge for parking at the Golden Gate National Recreation Area. The idea was to charge $3 an hour, up to $10 a day, to pay for trash collection and janitorial services. Then the Park Service took public comment and got an earful. It officially shelved the plan this week, saying, quote, "We have heard the concerns from our community loud and clear."
The CHP's newest graduating class of canine cadets, she figured it out, the 10 dogs, each spent 11 to 15 weeks training with their human partners in either drug detection or explosives detection. The teams will now be deployed across the state.
We were just talking about how special these dogs are, how smart they are. And I know they're not meant to be cuddle dogs, but they are incredible. Well, thank you for watching. The news continues streaming on CBSN Bay Area.
We'll see you back here at 11.